This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is praising the drone strike that killed Iran's top general. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
The president says Qasem Soleimani was responsible for killing Americans and has now been terminated. He's trying to tamp down fears that the strike will lead to more conflict in the Middle East.
We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war.
The president tells reporters in Florida he's not looking for a regime change in Iran, but that it must stop using proxy fighters to destabilize the region. And he warns targets of possible retaliation have been identified.
And I am ready and prepared to take whatever action is necessary.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
And Iran said at the UN Security Council Friday that it reserves the right to defend itself under international law. As VOA's Margaret Bashir reports, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged maximum restraint in the Middle East.
In a short statement, Guterres said he is deeply concerned about the escalation and warned that the world cannot afford another war in the Gulf. Outside the UN Security Council, where members were holding a closed-door meeting Friday morning on the situation in Syria, diplomats echoed his call. French Ambassador Nicolas de Riviere.
This is what we need now. We need de-escalation. We need stability in the region, and we will really encourage everybody to work for further de-escalation.
China's envoy Zhang Jun told reporters that Beijing is paying close attention to the situation. Russia's foreign ministry condemned Washington's targeted killing of the Iranian general, saying it would escalate regional tensions. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un recently indicated the road to denuclearization has come to an end, but experts say that he left the door open for diplomacy with the U.S. in his statements on Wednesday. Kim said if the U.S. persists in its hostile policy toward the DPRK, there will never be the denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula, and the DPRK will steadily develop necessary and prerequisite strategic weapons for the security of the state. The first of thousands of evacuees from southeastern Australia arrived near Melbourne Saturday, even as firefighters prepared for a tough hot day. The residents and tourists were rescued from the beach, where 4,000 people fled on New Year's Eve as fire consumed the town. More than 200 fires have been burning since Saturday, and warnings of extreme danger to come prompted mass evacuations. The Premier of New South Wales, Gladys Berejiklian, warned that fires in the so-called red zones are expected to continue in a very uncontrolled way.
Today is all about saving lives. And I want to thank everybody, every member of the community who's taken the advice of our experts, who've made the difficult decision to leave their homes. But it's a good decision because nothing is more important than protecting life. And that's what today is about.
Bushfires so far this season scorched more than 5.25 million hectares of bushland. That's about 13 million acres. It's also destroyed more than 1,000 homes, including 449 homes on the south coast of New South Wales this week alone. A man armed with a knife rampaged through a Paris park, attacking passersby seemingly at random, killing one person and injuring two others before police shot him dead. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
The man's motives weren't immediately clear. A witness said he saw the attacker stab one man and that he appeared to select victims at random. Officials said one victim died and two others were injured in the afternoon attack in Villejuif in the southern suburbs of Paris. Police union official Yves Lefebvre said officers opened fire repeatedly because they feared the man was wearing an explosive belt and might blow himself up. I'm Zaria Shackley.
The worst flooding in 6 years in Jakarta, Indonesia's capital, has killed more than 40 this week and focused attention on improving flood controls before the planned relocation of the capital. Nonstop rainfall Tuesday and Wednesday flooded 268 tracks in Indonesia, 158 in low-lying Jakarta. That's according to the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.